If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
That's the voice of a famous personality who has experienced a second chance in life, and I'm about to challenge someone somewhere in the United States to identify that mystery voice for over $500 in cash and prizes. Also, you'll hear real people revealing the dramatic details of their lives on this, the transcribed Second Chance program.
Hello, everybody. Way that plain, everyday Americans like us can fight communism.
You mean I can fight communism, too? How?
How, Doc? By giving a truth dollar to Radio Free Europe. Your truth dollars pay for 100 words of truth on Radio Free Europe. Beam them right through the Iron Curtain to 70 million freedom-hungry people trapped there by the communists.
Radio Free Europe's broadcasts help these people resist communism by uncovering Soviet traitors in their countries. By giving them plain, honest news they can't get from their own commie-controlled press and radio.
You might say Radio Free Europe is keeping the truth turned on.
Well, you can count me in, kids. Who do I give my truth dollars to?
You send them to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
And, folks, you can fight communism, too, by sending truth dollars to support Radio Free Europe.
Send one today to Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster.
Hi there, this is Johnny Olson welcoming you to Second Chance, the program that brings you real people telling their own stories and proving that if at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance. And just as a reminder, don't forget our famous Mystery Voice personality can thank a second chance experience in life for having helped her to gain national popularity. And later on, I'll be calling one of you home listeners whose postcard's been selected from our contest barrel for a crack at our Mystery Voice jackpot. So, if you sent me your name and phone number on a card over the weekend, well, sit tight, because I might be ringing your telephone. And if I do, there'll be a tempting jackpot waiting to be won, including a $100 bank account from Beacon Wax. And Beacon Wax gives the longest, the brightest, and the hardest gloss. And now, here again is the Mystery Voice.
If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
And you'll be hearing more clues from that exciting voice later on in the program. You know, folks, after every Second Chance show here at NBC, we like to get to know our studio audience just a little bit better. I take the hand microphone, walk around, talk to all the folks who've come in to see us. And while we're talking, we usually come up with something real stimulating and exciting. And I know you'll be interested in what happened after yesterday's show. So, Danny Sutter, I wonder if you'd mind having the boys play that tape for us, will you?
Today on Second Chance, we find ourselves wrapped up in one of the most thought-provoking issues of all times, and that's a story I'm sure a lot of you have been following, broke in the headlines at the time of the Operation Big Switch in the Korean War and certainly shocked all of America. And it was then that we learned that 21 American GIs, prisoners of war of the communists, chose to remain with their red captors in China. 21 Americans did not want to return to their families, to their homes, to their native land. Why? Did these men know what they were doing? And what about their backgrounds? Would any of them ever regret their decision? And if they did, what could they do about it? Well, just the other day, I read a news report which sort of brought all those questions to a head. Three of these 21 turncoats have changed their minds now. They supposedly have found out that communist China is not all it's cracked up to be, and they've asked for a second chance to be returned to the United States regardless of the punishment and the consequences involved. Well, I know that you all have a lot of different thoughts about this subject. Let's get a lady's point of view on this. Ma'am, what do you think? Do you feel that these men should be given a second chance to return home?
No, I think they shouldn't be given a chance because they betrayed our country. Maybe they gave away secrets that would endanger our lives and our country and our children and everybody would be involved. And now they want a second chance. Naturally, they want to come back. They're sorry. But they did wrong in accepting and going to the Chinese way.
Well, now, if
they shouldn't have done it, and they should stand punishment.
All right. I see a lady over here disagreeing very vehemently with this lady. You feel that the boys should be given a second chance, ma'am?
I certainly do. I think brainwashing is hypnotism, and I don't think that I think those boys should have all the sympathy in the world. That's what I think.
I think they should be given another chance. Because
well,
I think they were afraid.
Jenny, I think it's really the background more than anything. Why these boys did turn to stay over there. Of course, we take an oath when we go in the service that we'll uphold the United States.
Right.
That's one thing for sure. These boys turned it down. They stayed over there. They were given a chance. I was over that lady for 3.5 years at Philippine Island. I don't believe the hypnotized.
I absolutely don't think they ought to be given a chance.
No.
You agree with this gentleman
absolutely.
Right here?
Absolutely.
And here's another lady who does,
I don't
too.
Care.
Millions of boys were loyal to our country, and I think that we should pledge allegiance to our flag and be loyal to our country. This is the best country in the world.
They had no chance.
Well, there's still some here who feel that they should be given. Here's this mother.
I think that these boys weren't happy. There was something wrong with them. And that's why they had a chance maybe to a little show off on their part. They thought maybe that.
You
but
feel
I think
then
that given them the chance that they'd get back to where they started. A good job and
all right,
nice
thank
home.
You very much, ma'am, for your comment. Yes.
I think that the people who blame others are the ones who have never suffered. And I think brainwashing is the meanest form of hypnotism that our poor boys have ever been submitted to.
You feel, then, that these boys definitely were brainwashed into signing these statements?
Certainly they were. Certainly they were. How do they know? You can hypnotize a woman and she'll eat potato and swear it's apple. They don't know what they're doing. Those boys
what
have been hypnotized.
What about the other people that were brainwashed and didn't?
Plenty of them weren't.
Let's have another comment from a young man here who probably hasn't seen services yet. Maybe he doesn't have an entire adult opinion on this, but let's get a teenager's viewpoint, sir.
Well, I think that anybody who was brought up in America knows the way of freedom, and they hear how people in communist countries are treated, and that anyone under their own free will would not want to stay in a communist country. And it must have been brainwashing or some other form of punishment that caused them to stay over there. And then after it had been through, they realized what they had done. They wanted a second chance, no matter what the consequences were, to come back and live in the United States again.
And that's the discussion our audience had after yesterday's Second Chance program. One little note here. Did you hear the man say that we should know a little bit more about their backgrounds? Well, I thought that was a pretty good suggestion. So we've invited as our special guest on Second Chance today someone who can tell us about their backgrounds. She's Mrs. Virginia Paisley, who went underneath the surface trying to shed some light on the mystery of these GIs. And for that exciting story, we'll continue after this important reminder. Men, you help keep America strong by joining the National Guard unit right in your own hometown. Why not drop into your local National Guard recruiting office and get all particulars? Meantime, here's popular recording artist, her nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs, with Ralph Flanagan and the orchestra to tell you how you can keep in style.
In style when you step with the National Guard on any main street, USA. All the men you parade with were kids you once played with. They're doing a big job today. What a bet for a bet with the National Guard or for a new man, all agree. You're in style when you serve in the National Guard to keep America.
And now let's continue with Second Chance. Seated opposite me at our Second Chance microphone is Mrs. Virginia Paisley, who traveled over 15,000 miles and spent many, many months searching for the backgrounds of these men. Virginia has put it all together in a new book called 21 Stage, originally written for the Long Island newspaper Newsday. Welcome to Second Chance, Virginia, and lots of luck with your wonderful book.
Thank you very much, Johnny. And I'm certainly fascinated with the transcription we just heard.
Well, we certainly know that you can add more light to the subject that we discussed just a few moments ago, Virginia. In your travels, you came face to face with the parents, the relatives, ministers and priests, well, everybody possible who ever knew these men. Now, what about the three boys in question who have asked for a second chance to return home? What can you tell us about them?
Those three were a good deal like all of the 21. The main thread running in all of the life stories was that the boys felt alone, lone wolves, most of them. They felt rejected. They felt unhappy. They'd been hurt in their lives one way or another. Two-thirds of them came from broken homes, and two of these three came from broken homes. The boys were undereducated for the most part. They didn't know anything about communism, and they didn't know what they were fighting for in Korea.
I think there was a very interesting background on one of the three boys, Ortho Bell.
Ortho Bell, in addition to the fact that he has a wife and a child he's never seen, his mother was 23 when he was born, and she died that day. And Ortho grew up thinking he'd killed his mother and that he would die, too, on his 23rd birthday. And that birthday was on January 23rd, 1954, the last day, the last chance he had to come back.
That's the day he went behind the Iron Curtain.
That's right.
I see. Well, now, Virginia, do you think it's because of the unhappy backgrounds that they chose the communists?
It wasn't quite that way. The communists chose them, and it was because of their backgrounds. They chose them because they knew about their backgrounds. They had made them each write their life stories, 50 pages long. And after reading them, they knew all their hidden hurts, their disabilities, their dreams, and their hopes that had gone wrong. And they were able then to use them against them, turn them against them in a sort of reverse psychiatry, and use the needle against them whenever they had the chance. They said to them, "You've been rejected at home, but we don't reject you." And they did it subtly and over a period of days.
They played up the love angle and the fact that they would have respect there where they got rejection at home.
That's right.
Well, now, Virginia, have we any way of telling what's going to happen to these three boys when they do return?
Well, they're in a sort of a shadow land. They are civilians because they were given dishonorable discharges. But they can still, under the new Army Code, they can be court-martialed anyway. However, the Supreme Court has not ruled on that, so it's possible that that may not happen. However, two boys who did come back before the deadline, Dickinson and Batchelor, who were still under Army control, were court-martialed, and one was given 10 years and the other 20, although they had been promised they wouldn't be punished for having stayed if they would come back. They weren't punished for that. They were accused of collaboration in prison camps.
Well, now, this news naturally got back to these men.
Well, not that news. The communists told them that both of them had been executed, and until recently they believed it, and they were afraid to come home. But now Ortho Bell says he'd rather come home and be executed here than stay in China any longer.
Now, Virginia, I'm going to ask you a loaded question right now. What do you think should be done to these men when they return?
Well, it's a very big question, particularly because of what was done to Dickinson and Batchelor. It wouldn't seem fair that those two got long sentences and these not. However, I personally believe that the sentences against Dickinson and Batchelor should be changed. And I believe that these men, what they did should not be condoned. I think that a suspended sentence of some sort should be given them. I think they should be treated, for instance, the way all of the officers who have been charged and found guilty of collaborating have been treated. And the worst any officer has gotten has been involuntary discharge.
You feel then, Virginia, they should have a suspended sentence and a second chance?
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you very much, Virginia, and I'd like to know if our studio audience agrees with you on this, and we'll be hearing their comments when we come back to Second Chance in just a moment.
Hi, baby. I'm home.
Hi, hon. Been working hard today?
Not too hard. Had an important conference with my banker today.
Banker? My, are you the important fellow. Didn't mortgage the house, I hope.
Nope. I just dropped in to pick this up. Isn't it beautiful?
United States Savings Bond Series H, $1,000. Why, that's wonderful. Is it just like our other savings bonds?
Nope. The Series H bonds pay you a current income. You see, the mailman will bring us an interest check from Uncle Sam every 6 months. At good compound interest, too.
Yes, if you want current income on a top-flight investment, ask your banker about Series H United States Savings Bonds.
Series H savings bonds pay a fine return. 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity.
You get an interest check in the mail every 6 months.
And if you need cash meanwhile, you can redeem the bonds at par after the first 6 months.
Series H savings bonds are sold in denominations of $500 and up.
Invest in Series H savings bonds, a sure way to save for your future.
Let's return now to Second Chance. I'm into the studio audience with portable microphone. I know everyone here has been as fascinated as I was with Virginia Paisley's exciting story on the background of the three men who are now being returned to the United States. But what we want to know is, do you agree with Mrs. Paisley on what should be done with them when they return? Well, I see a number of folks are ready to express themselves. We're going to get started. Do you think these men should be punished, or should they be given a second chance to start life anew without any punishment? And if these men are punished, what do you think the punishment should be? Should it be severe or light? How do you feel? Do you feel they should be punished or not?
I certainly think they should be punished. They have committed something that is similar to a crime. You have a man that commits a crime, a boy. You have the young boys of today who commit crimes, who say they blacked out, they're sorry, they're extremely sorry, they didn't know what they were doing, but they are punished. These boys, mainly because They've done something against a wonderful country. It's true, they've had a chance before, but now, as I said, it's true, they want to repent. Still, they cannot get away with it completely. They must suffer some sort of punishment.
Do you agree with this lady?
No, I don't. I think they should be given a second chance. After all, our Lord gave us a chance every day in the week. And I think we should give our boys any chance in the world.
You feel as Mrs. Paisley does, they should
be suspended. I certainly do.
All right, thank you. And do you have any other comment to make to that?
No, I say that eventually they should be given, that they should be allowed to enjoy the freedom of this country. But when they come back, they should be allowed to suffer. They should be made to suffer for what they've done.
Thank you. Do you agree with this lady?
No, I don't. I agree with the lady that we were given a second chance, too. But if they are given some kind of punishment, it should be less severe than I believe she said.
All right, thank you. Let's get a gentleman's point of view. You, sir, how do you feel?
I certainly think it should be punished because from the things that they did do, they endangered the lives of the other men that were over there. And I don't see why they should be privileged characters in the fact that they could get away with what they did. They
thank
should
you,
be
sir.
Punished.
Thank you. Here's a man whose viewpoint I know you'll all be interested in because he's Sal Conti. Sal spent 33 grim months as a prisoner of war of the Chinese communists. And during that time, he openly defied them, even though they forced him to spend 6.5 months in solitary confinement. Now, Sal, I know the folks would like to hear how you feel on this. Should these boys be punished or not, these three who are returning?
Well, it's pretty difficult to say, Johnny. I mean, on the basis of what they have done and why they want to come home, I don't think they should be punished. I mean, when you're pretty hungry and you're pretty cold and you want a cigarette, things get out of proportion. And that cigarette and the slap on the back gives you a false sense of security, which will happen to these boys.
You feel that in many cases they didn't quite know what they were doing.
They didn't know whether they were going to come out of it alive or not. And they felt that this way they would come out of it alive.
Then you feel
a certain amount of security was established.
Sal, then you feel that they should not be punished. Is that right?
No, I think the whole fault lies in not being explicitly told before the Korean War, when the Korean War started, why we were over there fighting and just what we were fighting. A good deal of the boys were unaware of what it was all about.
Well, here's a man who was able to resist all of the torture that the communists gave him, but still has compassion for these boys who are returning home to the United States. This lady over here still feels they should be punished, though.
I think more so, since what Sal said. If he was strong enough to resist, then certainly they should have been. I say that the punishment should not be as severe as those who would not have come back, but they must have some form of punishment to realize that what they did happen.
All right, now I'll tell you what. I'd like to see how the folks feel here on a general poll. Now, all of you who feel that these men should be given a second chance without punishment, raise your hands and say, aye. Now, all of those of you who feel that these men should be punished in some way, raise your hands and say, no. Well, all right, I guess the majority of the men feels that these men should be given a second chance without punishment. And I know that you folks at home who are listening in have an opinion on this subject, and I think it'd be a good idea if you dropped us a card and told us about it. And send it to Second Chance, NBC, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19. And in a few days, I'll be able to give you the results of this, our Second Chance draw vote. So send in your card. Let us know how you feel about it to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19. And Mrs. Paisley, thank you for being with us. We'd like to present you with a beautiful Helbros watch. The Helbros is your gift of a lifetime, the watch of celebrities with lifetime jewels and unbreakable mainspring. Best of luck to you and your new book, 21 States. Thank you
very much, Jim.
Our Second Chance Mystery Voice Contest follows this announcement.
It's the YMCA for brotherhood. It's the Y for leisure or play. Grown-ups or teenagers, privates or majors, are welcome at the YMCA. It's the Y for lasting friendships. At the Y you can worship and pray. Learn to be self-reliant, understanding, and why that's the good old American way. Go straight to the Y from the station when you're away from home. They'll give you a smile and a welcome. You'll never feel alone. At the Y you'll find good fellowship. Any place in the USA, that's the way of this blessed land. Reach for a friendly hand at the YMCA.
Let's return now to Second Chance. And now it's time to start jangling the nerves of all Radio America with another exciting Mystery Voice phone call. And while the operator is getting that call completed, I'd like to tell you what the prizes are in our jackpot if this person on the phone is able to identify our Mystery Voice. There's $100 in hard cash. A bank account for that amount will be deposited for the winner by the makers of Beacon Wax. And remember, Beacon Wax gives the hardest, longest, and brightest glosses guaranteed to outlast and outshine all other waxes. Also, a $25 U.S. bond awarded by the makers of Tony. The all-new Tony home permanent that's odor-free, trouble-free, and frizz-free as a wave can be. A glorious New York vacation waiting to be claimed. We'll fly you here and home again via luxurious American Airlines DC-7. American Airlines, America's leading airline. And while in New York, you'll be a guest at the famous Henry Hudson Hotel. And how about this for a prize? A beautiful RCA deluxe gas range with a built-in griddle, top lamp, electric clock alarm, oven light and window, and RCA Estate Ranges gas or electric are products of RCA, famous for TV. Let's see who's on the phone right now. Hi, this is Johnny Olson at Second Chance New York. Who's this, please? Well, you sound awfully nice, Mrs. Hilda Merrick. Where are you speaking from? Garden City, Long Island. Just a big yump from Radio City. Mrs. Merrick, our $500 jackpot is waiting for you if you can identify this mystery voice.
Here's all you need to find the treasure. A right angle, a string, and a unit of measure.
All right, Mrs. Merrick, Garden City, Long Island, for over $500 in cash and prizes. Who do you think the mystery voice is?
Who?
Lucille Ball, the famous I Love Lucy gal? That's a good try, Mrs. Merrick, but you are not right. But I'm going to send you a crystal decanter of the champagne fragrance Intoxication by D'Orsay, creators of world-famous French perfumes, and thanks a lot for sending in your card. Goodbye. And say, all you home listeners, if you would like to be eligible for a Mystery Voice phone call and a chance at our jackpot of cash and prizes, send me your name and phone number on a postcard. And our address is Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19, New York. And tomorrow we're going to add another $25 bond to the jackpot, and each day the jackpot gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And now here's a man with a message.
NBC means F-U-N when you're in your C-A-R. City streets or then again if you're traveling F-A-R. So put an R-A-D-I-O in your own A-U-T-O. And listening's best, you will agree on NBC from A to Z.
Where are you right now? Maybe, like so many million other Americans, you're on the road, driving along a superb thruway or a great highway, or maybe poking along a quiet byway. If you're listening in your automobile, you know how much radio adds to your driving pleasure and efficiency, too. If you're home and the car is in your garage, we hope there's a radio in it, so that when you're out for a spin, your family won't miss their favorite NBC program. And if there's no radio in your car, what are you waiting for? Get one tomorrow and know the thrill of radio on the go.
Well, again, I want to extend the invitation to our home audience to write me your own comments on the discussion we've had here today. We'd like to tabulate the results and find out if you agree that these three men should be given a second chance to return to the United States, and if so, should they receive punishment. Just put your comment on a card or in a letter and mail it to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19, New York. Write yes or no, that's all. And for some interesting summer reading, pick up a copy of the August issue of True Experience magazines, now on the newsstands. In it, you'll find one of our own Second Chance stories titled, My Daughter's Worst Enemy. And now, this is Johnny Olson, your host, bidding you goodbye. Transcribed greetings from Second Chance.
Weekday mornings, hear the news with Kenneth Banghart over most NBC radio stations.